U.S. District Judge Richard Berman offered accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein's accusers their day in court on Tuesday. Berman is the judge who presided over the case after federal prosecutors had Epstein arrested last month. In court, women repeatedly described themselves as survivors, and they said they hoped coming forward publicly would encourage other women to heal. They lashed out at Epstein for his alleged crimes and his suicide in his cell August 10th. "He's a coward," said Courtney Wild, who said she was sexually abused by Epstein in Florida at age 14. She said, "Justice has never been served in this case." Virginia Roberts Jeffrey, who said she was a 15-year-old working at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago club when she was recruited to perform sex acts on Epstein. She said, "My hopes were quickly dashed and my dreams were stolen." Sarah Ransom, who said Epstein pressured her into unwanted sex when she was in her early 20s, encouraged prosecutors in their efforts to bring others to justice. She said, "Finish what you started. We are survivors, and the pursuit of justice should not abate." In opening the session, the judge called the 66-year-old Epstein suicide a rather stunning turn of events. He defended his decision to let the women speak. He said, "Public hearings promote transparency and provide the court with insights and information that the court might otherwise not be aware of." Attorney Gloria Allred is known for her representation of women alleging sexual assault and harassment.
I was watching this judge. He listened carefully, looked at the victims who were testifying and or their attorneys who were testifying on behalf of their clients. He listened. He was paying attention. He was showing respect. He was sometimes making notes. And I just thank him for that.
In addition to the women who spoke, statements from over a dozen others were read in court by their lawyers. During the 2.5-hour proceeding, the women sometimes clutched one another to lend support. Most remained composed, but several cried as they described falling into Epstein's web. "He robbed me of my dreams, of my chance to pursue a career I adored," said Jennifer Arose, who accused Epstein of raping her in his New York mansion when she was only 15 years old, and inspired actress. "The fact I will never have a chance to face my predator in court eats away at me," she said. "They let this man kill himself and kill the chance for justice for so many others." The question before the judge was whether to throw out the indictment because of the defendant's death, a usually pro forma step undertaken without a hearing, but the judge offered Epstein's accusers their day in court. One woman who remained anonymous said Epstein, when she was 15, flew her to a ranch where she was sexually molested for hours while he kept insisting he was helping her to grow. She said he abused her in a position where she would see his framed pictures of himself on a dresser smiling with celebrities. Teela Davis, taking deep breaths to steady her voice, said she was 17 when she was victimized. She said she thought Epstein was the most powerful person in the world. "But the end is here," she said, "and here I stand, feeling more powerful than he will ever be." A New York City coroner ruled that Epstein hanged himself, but one of Epstein's lawyers, Martin Weinberg, challenged that finding during the hearing. He said an expert hired by the defense determined that broken bones in his neck were more consistent with pressure, with homicide, than suicide. "Find out what happened to our client," the lawyer told the judge. "We're quite angry." When a prosecutor said the manner of Epstein's death was completely irrelevant to the purpose of today's proceeding, the judge responded, "Well, I don't know. I think it's fair game for defense counsel to raise its concerns." But the judge took no immediate action on the request, and prosecutors noted that a grand jury is always investigating the death. Noted U.S. litigator David Boies, who represents some of Epstein's victims, says it was a very emotional day.
"It was, I think, amazing. So many wonderful, brave, beautiful people came forward the way they did. There was also a great sense of community. If you saw what was going on there, there was a real sense of community among the victims and survivors."
And Boies says it's important not to let conversations by Mr. Epstein's attorneys about how Epstein died distract attention from the evil he did while he was alive. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.